A toaster's Twitter account turns 10 years old this month. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley talks with the human behind the social media savvy appliance.
Twitter was new when Hans Schaller first joined the social networking site. It hadn't found its place on the internet yet, but Schaller saw an opportunity.
What if things were on Twitter?
Schaller was working at a Pittsburgh tech startup when he glued a switch to the outside of his toaster's slider, connected it to a circuit board, and linked that to a Twitter account.
It only ever says two things, toasting or done toasting.
Soon, the @mytoaster account accumulated thousands of followers, and Schaller started imagining what else he could connect to the web. He heard from businesses, too. Laundromats asked Schaller how they could let customers know when their dryer was finished. Bakeries wanted to tell hungry patrons when pastries came out of the oven. This concept is known as the Internet of Things, a network of devices that exchange information and data. Schaller says after the toaster, he started exploring how to apply the technology in valuable ways.
If you can measure how active something is being used, maybe you can predict when it's going to fail.
Now, thousands of objects from bridges to hearing aids are part of the Internet of Things. Schaller says while it may seem like a novelty now, the tweeting toaster started a meaningful conversation about how internet-connected devices can improve our lives. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Katie Blackley.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.